Iraqi SA leader, Mr. Harman Mashaba, has the country talking with his party's coalition choices and possible coalition choices. He is speaking to us now from New York. Welcome, Mr. Mashaba.
Yes, good morning, Chris, and good morning to your listeners. Always absolute pleasure having
you. Ablaze with. So let us start with Tswane. X Twitter is ablaze with comments. Residents are anxiously awaiting the outcome of a coalition call from you. What is the latest, please?
Well, the latest I can confirm with you is that when I became aware of DA trying to get ANC to work with them in Tswane, remove Action SA and work with them in Johannesburg and Ekurhuleni, that's when I realized I'm dealing with very dangerous people. This is not the first time that DA has done something like this to me. Let me take you back to 2019. On the 21st of October 2019, please listen to the press conference ahead. Explained why. In fact, before I made the announcement that in the event Helen Zille comes back, I'm going to step aside because I can't work with people like this who works behind my back. Because I came across at the time secret meetings between the ANC and Helen Zille facilitating this with the IRR. That is why when Helen was elected, people didn't believe me because I said when she comes back, I will resign. And you remember Chris at the time. Who believed him and Mashaba? Very few people, including literally the entire media. But fortunate enough, you know what in life, when you tell a lie, because you've got a problem, because you've got to remember. A year later, Helen Zille had an interview on SABC. I'm sure you've got a copy of that, where she admitted. Okay, now this time around, we've got an election where we had an MPC with them, which fine, it did not receive the required numbers wanted. But how they treated us after this, like, day, never even have the decency to tell us, guys, this did not work out. Let's move on. That's why, remember, we had a press conference to announce us officially getting out of that agreement that DA insisted on us having that agreement in public. You can ask my team. I was against the idea, but because, you know, I'm a team player when it's necessary to be a team player. I accepted to really have that press conference. And at that, before the press conference, DA wanted a clause in the agreement where they were saying, in the event that we don't get 50 plus one, each party must decide, which we said, no, for us, as Action SA, we want a clear agreement. We cannot just really have a loose arrangement like this. An hour before the election, before the press conference, that's what they accepted. And I've been very clear from day one that I did not really trust the DA's intention. So I think I'm on record on many occasions, you know. And now this time after the elections, to come across them trying to negotiate the ANC in Gauteng to remove us from Tswane. That's when I said, no. This, I think DA has now pushed it more than I could really take it. They're taking advantage of my anger, of the corruption of the ANC. But I'm not going to allow myself to be betrayed so many times and not really fight back. And fortunate enough, people on the ground actually were probably more angry. I'm not sure who was angrier than who, but the people on the ground were really very angry. We said, Hammond, we warned you about this. So that's when ANC made contact with us. We said, let's really try it as long as you guys must understand. The political dynamics is what it is. And as long as we are committed to do the right things, if you want to work with Action SA, you must understand we're going to hold each other accountable, no covering for anyone, because Herman Mashaba is not in this game to make friends with anyone. But friendship is important, but it's a friendship based on doing the right things. and the ANC committed to this. By that time, obviously, with the DA, I realized that I'm really dealing with people who will one day destroy me, because obviously the DA is on a mission to destroy Action SA, and they're not going to destroy Action SA under my watch. I can, fortunate enough, have the capacity to protect myself.
So how soon can we expect a decision in Tswane?
Well, at the moment, as you're aware, I'm overseas. I had a long planned trip, and Senate of Action SA took a decision to consult our structures on the ground. By the time I left, I had already engaged the Gauteng PEC. When I left, they've already consulted the Tswane REC and our caucus in Tswane. We now obviously doing study in the various communities throughout the city of Tswane. By end of September, at the latest, we'll make a decision on the future of the city of Tswane.
Well, meanwhile, back in Johannesburg, you are already in a working relationship with the African National Congress. I know it's early days still, but have you seen benefits for the voters and the residents already there, sir?
Well, I think, Chris, I mean, any normal human being to really ask progress in 2 weeks, honestly, I don't think it is fair. But I can tell you one example. When the executive mayor made a statement about the employment of foreign nationals within JNPD, who stopped the Action SA? We had to get him and write to the ANC, and ANC had to pull him back to line to say that this nonsense of allowing illegal foreigners to work in our city is not going to happen. That is just really one example. I mean, we've only been together for 2 weeks, but if you are looking for a tangible example, that's what I can give.
So, and that's how you intend going forward there. Do you have a third metro in your sight after Tswane?
Yeah, absolutely. Ikhuruleni, it's in our sight. We will have the discussion with the ANC in Ikhuruleni as well.
So, do you regret ever having been part of the multi-party charter? Do you think it would have been better for Action SA if it were never there, if it had stayed on its own?
It's not going to really help anyone to regret. I think you learn from your mistake. It was a mistake because I think from day one, DA was never committed to the multi-party charter. They were just doing this to betray, not us, betray the people of South Africa, but using us as an easy target. Do I regret it? I think I've made so many mistakes in my life, and that's why I'm really so grateful to be a human being, that I make a mistake today, I'm not going to make the same one tomorrow. So I always have to navigate to find answers to the challenges I face. And right now, to complaining about the past, that's not going to help me. I think right now it is really to use our muscle as Action SA to ensure that we can protect ourselves, not leave our future in the hands of other people who wants to destroy us, like how the DA is determined to destroy us, because DA is determined to destroy us. There's no doubt about that.
So there are people who have attacked you viciously for going in with the ANC. What do you have to say to them?
Well, let them continue with their DA stance. So if they think, and they were under impression, Action SA is a branch of the DA, they made a terrible mistake. We were attacked before when we went into a multi-party charter by the other people. So I think you'll always be attacked. At the end of the day, we are going to do what is in the best interest of Action SA, not really what supporters of political parties who are not going to vote for us anyway say. So I think we're going to really do what's between the Action SA.
Now, there are people who are concerned that the faction in the ANC that's talking to Action SA, maybe the Sufi faction and not the Ramaphosa faction. Are you able to comment on that?
Well, one thing I can comment about that, I know I'm dealing with a DA that will step me without any doubt. So I've got to protect myself. Let me try other options available too. But one thing is certain is that if I don't really protect myself from being eliminated by the DA, I've got to look at other options. They might not really be ideal, but at least they're not going to look me in the face, but step me at the bed. That's something that is clear. Of what options one needs to really explore.
Thank you. That was Action SA leader, Mr. Herman Mashaba, speaking to Biz News from New York. And I am Christine. Thank you, sir.
Thank you so much, Chris.